In 2020, 8 out of 10 patients begin their search for healthcare services online. Whether it's researching a medical condition, doing a deeper dive on treatment options, or searching for a new provider, patients are turning to Google more often than not. So if your practice website isn't showing up on Google, that could mean lost opportunities and lost revenue. But what can you do if that's the case? That's what we'll explore on this week's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast, the show where we give you actionable tips and advice to help improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. I'm your host, Crawford Ifland, and today, we're going to be doing a deeper dive into problems that could prevent your website from showing up on Google search, how to diagnose, address, and fix those problems to maximize your online visibility. Let's dive in. Okay, so before we get into the problems themselves, we need to start with an overview of how Google really works. Google does two things on the internet: crawling and indexing. Google and other search engines use computers called spiders to go out and find all new content on the internet. The most popular of these spiders used by Google is called Googlebot. When Googlebot encounters a new page, it will crawl that page and then index its content so that it can surface that page to people later on. If someone types a query into Google and Google thinks that that new page is relevant to the user's query, it will retrieve that page from its index and show it in the search results. More importantly, perhaps, Googlebot will also follow all of the links on a page to try to find new content to index. Let's say you write a blog post on your site. If you reference another website and provide a link to that website in your post, Google will go and crawl that website too, because it's always trying to discover new content. Now, it is important to note that you can request that Google not index certain pages. Perhaps you have a page that's meant to be private for use by your in-office staff only. If that's the case, you can add a bit of code to that page called no index that will politely request that Google not include that page in its search results. Maybe you want to reference another website on your website, but for some reason you don't want Googlebot to crawl their page. In that case, you can add a bit of code to that link, which is called nofollow, that will, again, politely request that Google not follow that link and index its content. So that's a bit about how Google works. But how does Google discover new pages? Well, as I mentioned, some of the discovery comes from crawling links to other websites. But what if your website is brand new and Google doesn't really know that it exists yet? In that case, you can accelerate the crawling process by using a tool called Google Search Console. Google Search Console lets you see into some of Google's systems, so to speak, and get valuable data on how Google actually sees and interacts with your website. From here, you can submit manual requests for Googlebot to crawl new pages. But Search Console also gives you insights into any problems that might arise with your website. What if Google is having a hard time crawling your site for one reason or another? What if it encounters an error? What if you're accidentally blocking Googlebot from discovering new content that you publish? Search Console lets you see the problems it uncovers, and it gives you valuable advice on what you can do to fix them. So now that we know how Google works, let's dive into some specific problems and give you a diagnosis on how to fix them and improve your online visibility. The biggest problem that can happen to your site is if Google isn't able to index your content. There are many possible reasons for this, some intentional and some not. If you notice a problem, the first step to diagnose it is to check Google Search Console. You'll need to have your website verified in GSC in order to do this, but it's a really simple process. If you need help verifying your website on Search Console, reach out to our team and we'll get you up and running in no time. There are a few areas of Search Console that you'll want to check. First, check your coverage report and see if any errors are listed there. If there are, they'll show up in red and they will tell you exactly what the problem is, which will inform your next steps. I did mention that there are some times when you intentionally want to exclude pages from Google's index. If you ever do this, these will be listed in the coverage report underneath excluded pages. If you look at this section of the report, you'll be able to see specific pages and why they aren't in Google's index. Now, many of the pages in this section are omitted intentionally, but it's always a good idea to check and see if there are pages in there that should be indexed but aren't. After you've looked at Google Search Console, you'll want to check your robots.txt file. Now, the robots.txt file is a small file that instructs spiders like Googlebot on what they should do when they come to your site. You can request that spiders not crawl pages on a page-by-page basis, but robots.txt is an easy way to exclude entire directories, or maybe your entire site, from being indexed. If you want to check this, type your website into the browser and add /robots.txt to the end. So, for example.com, their file would be located at www.example.com/robots.txt. In this file, you'll see directories and certain parts of your site that are disallowed, which is basically a request for spiders not to index them. If your entire website or the pages in question that aren't showing up on Google are listed in your robots file as disallowed, that's most likely the source of your problem. Editing this file to explicitly allow these pages is what you need to do. The final problem that could be preventing your site from appearing is the use of no index tags. Just like that robots.txt file disallows Google and other search engines from crawling entire portions of your site, adding a no index tag on specific pages lets you dictate what search engines are allowed to do on those pages and those pages only. The easiest way to check for no index tags is to use a tool like Ahrefs instead of digging around the code on your website yourself. By running a site audit on one of these tools, you can see which pages, if any, have a no index tag so that you can reach out to your web team to fix them and get them indexed. So, if you have pages that can't be indexed for some reason, all of the steps above are what you should do. But what if your pages still don't appear on Google search, even when they're eligible to? That's what we'll explore next. This problem is more common. Your pages are eligible to appear in Google search. You're not explicitly blocking them, but they still don't for some reason. The most common reason for this is because Google has found better content elsewhere to show its users when they search. Again, the first thing you should do if you run into this problem is to check Google Search Console to locate the source of the problem. You can use the URL inspector to look up pages by name and see what Google thinks of them. Have they been crawled? Are they in the index or not? How do they appear for given queries? If your pages aren't appearing and you haven't told Google not to show them, there could be several reasons why. One is mobile friendliness. If your site loads slowly or is really hard to navigate on mobile devices, Google might choose to favor other sites instead and will drop your site from the index completely. Another is low-quality content. If your page doesn't fully address the query that somebody typed in, Google is likely to show someone else's website instead. This is addressed specifically in Google's Search Quality Evaluator Guidelines, which is basically an instruction manual for the people that train and improve Google search algorithms. If your content is eligible to appear in search results but isn't being found, it's most likely an issue of your content itself or your website's usability. And these problems can be a little bit harder to fix. If this happens, we recommend running an audit of your website's health for key pages, including your homepage, your most visited landing pages, your heaviest pages, which are basically the ones that are largest in file size or take the longest to load, and of course, any pages that you feel should be showing up in Google, but they aren't for some reason. In this audit, you'll want to focus on things like load time, both on desktop and mobile, the size of each page, if each page is mobile friendly, if each page has structured data on it that could enhance its appearance in search results. But I'd encourage you, don't stop with the technical aspects. Look at the user experience on the page as well. You'll want to answer questions like these. Are there any broken links on the page? Is there sufficient content to answer the question that somebody typed into Google? Is the page easy to navigate? Do you have rich, engaging visuals instead of just big blocks of text that nobody wants to read? Now, if you're thinking some of these factors might seem a little bit harder to quantify, you'd be right, but they still matter. Over the years, Google has placed more of an emphasis on user experience in its search results, so if your website doesn't load quickly, isn't secure, or isn't easy to use on mobile devices, you could be suffering. There isn't always a cut-and-dry checklist of things to improve in this regard, because every site is really different. But running both a technical and a user experience audit of your website and your most popular pages is a really high-value activity you can perform on a regular basis to ensure that you have the best chances of appearing on Google. So, how can you get your website to show up on Google? Well, that's the million-dollar question. Once you've run the spot checks and audits that I've mentioned earlier, you're ready to request that Google index your pages, or at least consider them for indexation again. If all issues have been addressed, you can again use the URL inspection tool in Google Search Console to request indexing for certain pages. Doing so will place those pages into a priority queue of pages to be crawled and indexed. Being placed in Google's index is a good starting place, but at the end of the day, it doesn't guarantee you a good page one ranking. For that, you'll need a much more in-depth discussion of SEO, which is a conversation for a different day. So if you notice problems with your website on Google, just do what we discussed today. Check Google Search Console. Look for errors. Take a hard look at your user experience. And if you need some assistance with your site's appearance on Google, reach out to our team. We're always happy to help. Well, that's all for this week's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. You can subscribe to the podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the show, let us know by writing a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us grow and reach new listeners, so if you have a few seconds, we'd really appreciate it. We'll have a link in the show notes. And if you want more practice marketing resources to help grow your practice, check out our website at www.messenger.md. We're always sharing helpful tips and know-how to help improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. For Messenger, I'm Crawford Ifland. See you next week.